Well, good morning on this Monday morning, and I just wanted to point out a couple things. I just finished up some research, and that's why I'm a little late getting this out. I just want to point out a couple things. The economic data coming out this week, not a big deal, not anything that is going to move markets, that is for certain. We are getting some construction spending numbers. I like that, and that's good. Consumer confidence number is sitting at 120, but we have an April number coming out. So basically, I really like the April numbers. I don't really care much about the March numbers, and even in some cases, a February number. I think anything looking back is not going to be very good. And I think we need to try to get something that is going to help us from a looking forward standpoint. We do get the first look at first quarter this year. It's expected to be a GDP number, expected to be about 3.3%. That's about right. It's this quarter that I've been worried about, and this quarter, very different. Remember, in the first quarter, January, February were pretty good from a GDP standpoint, but not so good for the month of March. So they had one bad month in the first quarter. We are likely to have two very bad months. That would be April, May. So anyway, that's what we're looking at as far as economic data. I wanted to point out a couple things. Look, markets are going along pretty much as we expected. For the earnings standpoint, if you take out financials out of earnings, by the way, financials would put this probably number up a little bit, probably. But if you strip out financials because of the volatility and all of that, we're still up about 6% in earnings this week. But look, the earnings this week that are coming out aren't going to move the market in any way, shape, or form. Not any economic data really is moving the markets. But next week, all the big techs will report. Apple, Amazon, Google, all those, and some of the smaller techs that we own. So that there's a possibility that could move the markets a little bit. Not a whole lot. But I don't know that we get into full recovery mode of the markets now as I finish up some data that I'm looking at till probably first quarter 2021. I think if it's sooner than that, it's going to make for a very good year in 2021. I think we need to be long, obviously long investors, long-term investors. I think right now, from a total recovery standpoint, where you want to be long, which I think a lot of you already are, is consumer discretionary. I haven't had many of those on my buy list, and I've been wanting to avoid that sector because I think there's still a lot of movement downward. But if you own them, that is a good hold, consumer discretionary for the long term. I would go in the order of the three best to be long, or if you have to be overweighted, or if you are overweighted, would be consumer discretionary materials and technologies, and then healthcare fourth, and then industrials after that. So, of course, at this point, you should be, I hope, somewhat underweighted in energy. If you're not, you might want to think about that. If you are, I would consider energy from today moving forward, not to necessarily have to be an underweight. I think you can have that pretty much even to where it is. Don't get there. In other words, don't go out and buy stuff to get there right now. Let's wait for some more uptick. But if you're about even with energy, that is a good place to be too for the long term. But again, that's far down on my priority list of where you ought to be. I hope that helps you a little bit as we think about the markets. I'm trying to pay attention a little bit more to dividends and get a handle on that. It's a little bit hard to do. It seems like most of the boards and the companies that are solid dividend producers are saying very little about the prospects of them continuing to see anything in equity. I want to mention to you to try to get a hold of the transcript on China from Maria Bartiromo's interview Saturday with Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas. It was an amazing interview, I thought. There's a lot, maybe more than I might know than the average person, so I found it extremely interesting, but I think anybody would find it extremely interesting. Senator Cotton being very, very candid, very honest, very transparent, and extremely revealing. I agree with everything that Senator Cotton has said and has indicated. One of the things that I think he was spot on, you remember I said this last week, that it's time to offer incentives for companies like pharmaceutical companies. Hey, close down China and get over here. That this is a communist regime that cares only about hurting America. And I just love some of the things that he said, and I hope the president was watching that interview. Anyway, we've got a lot to be concerned about, but things are settling down. I think we are seeing the dust settling. Listen, therapeutics, not going well, in my opinion. not where I thought it would have been by now. I am concerned about that a little bit. Widespread testing, desperately needed for the economy to get on track. I'm all for all the social distancing and all the things that we are doing. I would not speak against any of that. I think it's important that we adhere to it. But at the same time, I think that the administration needs to shift, have a little bit of a shift in their strategy. And they've got to focus more on testing, less on therapeutics. When we watch what's going on in Sweden and we see the, you know, they have probably will this week, they haven't already reached a point of herd immunity that they're trying to get to. We're learning a lot from that, I suspect. Nonetheless, I think vaccines are going to be far off. I think therapeutic is a hope that we need, but I don't think therapeutics are going half as well as anybody thought they would be by now. So we need widespread testing and we need to continue to hunker down, which is going to drive this economy a little bit longer into recovery. I hope you have a wonderful day and I hope we have a great week this week. Please stay safe and I hope we all will do that as we know. You know, this is a good day to read Psalm 91. And as you read Psalm 91, it's short. You can read it a couple minutes and then tell me what we have to be worried about. But I want to point this out about Psalm 91. Read it with the idea that I am totally sold out for the Lord Jesus Christ. Read it in that regard. All right. Have a great day. God bless.